This week, there was a ribbon cutting in Fayetteville. Many people representing the city's Chamber of Commerce were there, and some of those oversized scissors were involved, too. This part sounded much like any other ribbon cutting.
All right. One, two, three.
All right.
This part, however, did not.
Mother said not to stray, still I suppose a small delay. I should have heeded her advice.
Genevieve Meister is a member of this year's Opera in the Ozarks Ensemble, and Wednesday morning, she sang a selection from Sondheim's Into the Woods, one of the operas on the schedule for Opera in the Ozarks' 64th season. Wednesday's ribbon cutting for the 64th season, which begins tonight at Inspiration Point near Eureka Springs, was a bit unusual. The Fayetteville ribbon cutting, held inside the Chambers building, was part of a week-long series of ribbon cuttings in area cities. But Opera in the Ozarks is not your typical arts colony. Many of the best young opera singers converge every summer and become immersed in their art. This season, there will be 24 performances of 4 separate operas by 3 different composers. Aaron Caswin from Lubbock, Texas, also sang at Wednesday's ribbon cutting. This summer, he has roles singing both Sondheim and Puccini.
There's a lot of preparation that goes into preparing any one role. It starts out, you have to know the show backwards and forwards. I could tell you for each of the shows, cause and event, what happened in each story. I can tell you all about the different characters, particularly mine, and then for each of the operas. And then Puccini, that one's in Italian, so I not only have to know the story and all the characters and everything backwards and forwards, I have to know the translations word for word for my parts and for everyone else's parts too. So you're not just learning one thing, you're learning basically everything.
The 64th season is a delightful mix of the colony's past, present, and future. A special gala concert on July 13th at Arend Arts Center in Bentonville will be dedicated to longtime Opera in the Ozarks General Director Jim Swigert, who is now the Director Emeritus. Stephen Rushing is the successor to Jim Swigert as General Director. He says both he and his predecessor have deep ties to Opera in the Ozarks.
You know, Jim was here in the 1950s, and he was driving the bus from Inspiration Point Fine Arts Colony because there was no theater there. And he would take all the singers and the musicians, everybody else, down to the auditorium in downtown Eureka Springs, and that's where they produced their operas. And then years later, Jim was asked to come in as general director, and he and his wife have been running this place now for the last 25 years. And here, two years ago, Jim calls me up on the phone and says, I'm thinking about retiring. I'd like to get some advice from you about the future of this organization. So I drove up, and I got to hear actually one of my students sing that summer, a student that I recruited to the United States, an interesting little tie there. But after 2 days of being with Jim, I realized he didn't want advice. He actually wanted me.
Obviously, there has been change since that initial leap of faith in the summer of 1950 that led to the colony's existence. There is a performance space now at Inspiration Point. Professional lighting directors, costumers, set designers, and a full orchestra are now part of the season as well. What hasn't changed, according to Genevieve Meister, is the artist's incredible concentration.
The first couple weeks are just, you're just learning music. You know your music when you get here, but gelling as an ensemble and memorizing your music, it's just so much, so many rehearsals. But it's really great. I've grown vocally from being here.
This year's collection of actors, musicians, and singers comes from more than 20 states, Puerto Rico, Argentina, Paraguay, China, and Armenia. Aaron Caswin says he heard about the opportunities at Inspiration Point from several fellow opera singers.
And when I say several, I mean like a lot who have gone through and done Opera in the Ozarks and had, you know, wonderful things to say about it. And you know what? For the most part, everyone that I know that has done Opera in the Ozarks is now off doing, you know, pretty legitimate things, like either in a career now or just about to start like a real career. So this is a really great like stepping point that I've heard from so many people.
To find evidence to back that up, you have to look no further than the July 13th gala performance in Bentonville. A featured performer that afternoon will be LaTanya Moore, an alumna of Opera in the Ozarks. She made her Metropolitan Opera debut in March 2012 on the Met's live radio broadcast. And two of this year's singers, Jenna and Aaron, agree that they, and any other singer, will know for sure by the end of the summer if opera is truly in their blood.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
With how many hours a day we're singing and working on our music, you have to love it in order to get through.
And also, there's no distractions.
Mm-hmm.
There's no distractions. We have, you know, our cabin, the dining hall, and the rehearsal space.
Mm-hmm.
The 64th Opera in the Ozark season opens tonight at Inspiration Point on Highway 62, 5 miles west of Eureka Springs. Performances continue there and a few at Arend Arts Center in Bentonville through July 18th. Tickets are $27, though there are half-price tickets for tonight and tomorrow night for residents of Carroll and Madison counties. You can see a performance schedule and learn about other events associated with this season at their website, opera.org.